Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 11th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today in Orlando, Florida at the Sands NS 2013 conference. We do have a new diary for IPv6 focus month. Guy is writing about detecting IPv6 in IPv4 tunnels and then of course how to block them. It's actually not too hard to block these tunnels because they're identified with protocol 41 in the IPv4 header. So as long as your firewall allows you to block protocols, you're fine. Some of the sort of more home user products don't allow this. They focus on ports, not necessarily on protocols. And then you may have to look for other ways, like, for example, blocking the host from establishing the connection. On the other hand, these tunnels require a routable IPv4 address at the endpoint, so you can't really run them from a host behind a NAT. Quite a few users wrote back in with some of the default configurations they found with respect to these tunnels. For example, some firewalls now allow you to terminate IPv6 and IPv4 tunnels at the firewall, and then you can actually route internally IPv6 from your firewall if it supports it. And like I said, some of the home-based products apparently do support this. So we may have a separate diary about summarizing some of this feedback we got. But, well, let's go back to good old web application vulnerabilities. Yahoo apparently still has issues with cross-site scripting flaws in Yahoo Mail, and these flaws are then being used to hijack Yahoo Mail accounts and to send spam from these accounts. Now, this issue has popped up back in January, and Yahoo announced they fixed it, but apparently there are other cross-site scripting vulnerabilities, and the fundamental problem still exists. The problem is exploited by sending a link to the victim that is logged in to Yahoo Webmail. So really that only works if you're either reading the email via Yahoo Webmail or if you're reading it in your normal web client and you click on the link, you're still logged into Yahoo for whatever reason. So then your account is taken over using that cross-site scripting vulnerability. And your account will then be used to propagate this link. If you have a copy of that link, we would really be interested in seeing it. Haven't really gotten any sort of first-hand confirmation of the issue. Only reports in Yahoo support forums and such where users report that they saw this happening to them. So really the link would be kind of helpful. Apparently the link uses bit.ly to shorten it. So if you see any odd bit.ly links coming in, let us know and send us a copy of it. Don't click on it. Apple fixed a long-standing problem in its iOS App Store. Many of the requests that your App Store application from your iOS device is sent to the App Store apparently didn't use HTTPS. So now it was possible for an attacker to modify the HTML that came back from the App Store. Initially, the problem looked smallish because, well, there was no actual credentials being transmitted here. But by injecting, for example, additional HTML, now an attacker could make pop-up boxes appear in the App Store client that then, for example, ask the user for a username and password that is then being exfiltrated to the attacker. It was also possible to swap out applications. So if the user clicked on a link to purchase or download and install a free application, then the attacker could swap out the link and essentially trick the user into buying an expensive application. Or the attacker could block, for example, the update from working. Now, they couldn't really install arbitrary applications on your system. The application still has to be in the App Store. So that, again, limited somewhat. But then again, looks like Apple fixed the problem. And now you have to use HTTPS to connect to Apple's App Store. The CanSec Pwn2Own contest finished last week, and up-to-date versions of all major web browsers, Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, were compromised. Mozilla and Google already released updated versions of their browsers fixing these issues. With Microsoft, there is a chance that this Tuesday we'll see patches from Microsoft. It would be a little bit fast for Microsoft, so I would rather expect them maybe next month. But with Microsoft receiving information about these flaws, a fix should be in the work. The flaws were not released publicly, so they were all just reported to the vendors. Of course, given the venue, there's always a chance that these flaws leak. Now, in parallel to Pwn to Own, Google ran its own contest, Pwnium, and it offered $3.14159 million for a successful compromise of Chrome OS. At this point, nobody apparently has compromised it. However, there were some partial compromises, and Google is still validating them. Well, that's it for today. Remember, it's Patch Tuesday on Tuesday with 7 bulletins, so average Patch Tuesday. And thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.